Thank you once again, Ian. We've come to the last item on our agenda for you today, our last batch of news items. A mixture of stories as usual, and we hope you enjoy hearing about an unusual beach find, the top swimmer of the year, a cookery show, and a new arts centre amongst other delights. So here we go. A man has claimed to have found a rare natural substance worth £15,000 on a Norfolk beach, a material often referred to as floating gold. Gary Blackton believes he stumbled upon ambergris, a substance also known as sperm whale vomit, at Backton. The substance can be sold for a substantial amount of money, as it is used in designer perfumes due to its musky smell. It is a waxy consistency and is washed up on beaches after floating around the sea for, potentially, years. The indigestible elements of prey are vomited out by whales before digestion, but on rare occasions these parts move into the intestines and bind together. Mr. Blackton believes he found 1.3 kilograms of the substance on Saturday morning. The 62-year-old said, "It's really exciting. Everyone has seen it, thinks it's 100% ambergris, but I need to find it for tests." But a spokesman from Ambergris FR believed it is more likely to be a different kind of substance. He said, "We're sorry to inform you that it's not ambergris. We are only experts in ambergris, not in various materials found in the sea, so we cannot tell you exactly what it is."
A Norwich man who lost almost 9 stone is in the running for Slimming World's Man of the Year. Josh Beale, 26, has gone from 20 stone 7 pounds to 11 stone 12 pounds. He said, "I thought weight loss groups were for women and expected them to be a bit clicky. I couldn't have been more wrong. The national title winner for Slimming World's Man of the Year 2023 competition will be announced at the end of this month."
A stately home in Norfolk is to open up its gardens to celebrity chefs for a new ITV series. Ainslie's National Trust Cook-Off will begin filming at the Blickling Estate near Aylsham next week. The programme sees Ainslie Harriet judging other well-known chefs in his outdoor kitchen. They will create dishes inspired by National Trust gardens around the country and use ingredients found within the grounds. Volunteers and gardeners at Blickling Estate will also be involved in the judging process. The 66-year-old said, "I love a new challenge, and Ainslie's National Trust Cook-Off is just that. A fun cooking competition featuring some of the country's top chefs, all set in the stunningly beautiful surroundings of amazing National Trust estates. The gorgeous scenery, the very freshest ingredients, and some fantastic new recipes will be coming together to show off our countryside at its beautiful best."
Elliot Wilshire left the Madder Market in April, having first started there during the COVID pandemic. He spent 2 weeks unemployed and then began his new role as manager at Anteros Arts Foundation in Five Bridge Street. Anteros is set in a Grade 2 listed building a short walk from Tombland and Norwich Cathedral. Elliot said, "It's gorgeous and has the longest surviving timber window in Norwich. It is Norwich's best kept secret, but I don't want it to be kept a secret anymore. Currently mostly used as an arts gallery, Elliot plans on widening the reach by turning it into a multi-arts building which showcases visual and performing arts of all kinds, particularly those created in the city, as well as running workshops. The Norwich art community is crying out for more support and space, and I'm here to help provide it. Elliot wants to hear from all Norfolk performers and visual artists who have an idea.
The owners of a city cafe are upset with the organisers of a music festival after the event's boundaries were placed on its doorstep. Ingrid Henry has co-owned Earlham Park Cafe, located in the gardens of the park, with her husband Akan for the last 17 years. But the arrival of popular 80s music festival Let's Rock has the couple worried about the fortnight it is in town, setting up and breaking down. Ingrid, 53, said, "The last few years we've been included in the plans and able to trade during the event. But this year it's changed and has blocked us out of view. There's going to be a steel wall or mesh fence right up to our forecourt." The touring festival returns to Earlham Park in Norwich on Saturday, August the 19th, from 11 a.m. until 10:30 p.m. And Earlham Park Cafe is open from 9:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m.
Norfolk's largest hospital has some of the worst bed blocking in the country, new figures have revealed. Data published by NHS England shows the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospitals Trust has the second highest number of people waiting more than 14 days to be discharged due to waits for a bed in a community unit. A total of 56 patients per day are affected by the delays, ranking the Trust behind only University Hospital Sussex. The majority of these patients, which also include those of Cromer Hospital, are in beds at the N&N. "Hospital discharge needs to be done in a timely and safe way," said Alex Stewart, Chief Executive at Healthwatch Norfolk. "And we understand there can be blockages in the care pipeline. All health and care organisations are working together to do all we can to ensure that people can be discharged from hospital as soon as they are well enough to leave," said a spokesman for Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care System, which is responsible for NHS performance and finances across the region.
A row has broken out over the noise volume of city centre buskers, with stall holders on Norwich Market complaining that their music is getting progressively louder and disrupting trade. Peter Turrell is a classical guitarist who's been busking in Norwich for more than 10 years. He said in the past year, a small group of performers had started causing problems for other musicians, interfering with their performances with their excessive noise levels. He said, "I've been busking less and less, and one of the main reasons is a couple of very loud buskers who stay on the same pitch all day and dominate the city centre. We call them bully buskers because they force everyone else out. Busking is a lifeline for a lot of musicians, and I fear this generation of performers won't get the same opportunities to start their careers because of small group is refusing to be considerate." Norwich City Council said it welcomed complaints of antisocial busking and added, "Buskers don't need a licence to perform in Norwich City Centre, but we do provide advice for them on our website. This includes information on noise levels, appropriate locations and suitable times of the day for busking."